Thank you very much, Secretariat, for explaining the agenda and the our mandate, which was decided in SE2 last year. So that is laying out the purpose of why we are here. The I would like to ask whether we can adopt the draft agenda as it has been communicated. Are there any comments to this? Otherwise, I would like to adopt this agenda. No hands raised. So with this, I think we can adopt the agenda. Thank you for that. And that confirms, in fact, the status of this meeting. We are in a consultation meeting and we are not deciding anything on the future of the Unified Railway Law. This is not for that, this meeting today. And with this, we come to the point two of our agenda, the consultation on Unified Railway Law. We agreed last year to hold consultations on the future of the Unified Railway Law. There was a report from the group of experts on the table. There were clearly two different approaches for the future of the Unified Railway Law, the so-called approach A and approach B. There was no decision taken in the SE2 meeting last year on which direction to go. On this basis, it was agreed to have a consultation by the chair to look at the future options. In this context, the Secretariat has consulted in writing all the parties of SC2 and have consulted them on the favored approach for the Unified Railway Law, benefits or lack of benefits for a convention, number two, benefits of unifying other laws, the provisions of a possible convention, number four and five, provisions in existing COTIF or SMGS rail legal regimes. So those items have been, let's say, explored with all the parties of SC2, and everybody could give their written input. I must say, reading the responses, I feel that there is still huge interest in the issue because of the many responses received. The Secretariat has made a great summary of all the responses received. I would like to do this agenda point in the following way, that we give the opportunity to the Secretariat to present the results of the written consultation from the last months. And so in this way to present the document that has been sent out. And then delegations can take the floor with questions or explanations of their view on the consultation. There could be a response from other delegations if necessary or useful. Based on that, we will have, let's say, we can conclude the overview of this consultation and perhaps, and in this way, the document on the consultation could be finished on time for the SC2 meeting in November. So that is the way we would like to proceed. The presentation of the results by the secretariat, responses or questions by delegations. Could be another round of responses by delegation based on these questions, and then we can finish this this agenda item, and based on that the report or this consultation document overview can be sent to the SC2 for November. So as a first step, I would like to ask the secretariat to introduce to us the results of the questionnaire received and the document that we have received as overview of the written consultation.